Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
What this bill will do is it will give additional opportunity for families to engage with those agencies that are working cases.
John Harrison Daniel, Athens Clark County Police Department. That was about a year ago, Governor Brian Kemp in his hometown, signing what came to be called the Baker-Coleman Act. Tara Baker, University of Georgia law student, murdered, horrifically so, on Athens East Side 23 years ago. It was a cold case. It was unsolved. And the Baker-Coleman Act, designed to enhance law enforcement capacity for investigating and possibly solving cold cases. The big news that broke yesterday afternoon, my phone began to blow up, maybe yours, with the word of the arrest of a suspect in the Tara Baker case. A story you can read at WGAURadio.com about the piece of legislation, the Tara Baker Act, Baker-Coleman Act, written in large part by Athens State Rep. Houston Gaines, who joins us now. Representative Gaines, thanks for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me, Tim.
Talk about that particular piece of legislation in a moment, but I want to get your take on this, just your reaction. I don't know how you happened to get the news. It came in by way of multiple text messages to my phone yesterday that the GBI had made this announcement. Stop me in my tracks. Your take?
Well, it certainly stopped me in my tracks, too. It is, I know, really long-awaited news, and you know, I got a call from the GBI director yesterday to share the news, and certainly so many folks that have been involved with trying to bring an arrest for the murder of Tara Baker. You know, as you mentioned, Tim, obviously worked on the legislation we'll talk about shortly, but I know there's a long way today for the family. Obviously, it's the first part of a long process to bring this individual to justice, but. You know, such good news to bring us forward a suspect in this case. As you said, 23-year-old cold case, and that's what we've been working towards, is try to address these cold cases. Obviously, with the Coleman-Baker Act, named for Tara Baker and Rhonda Coleman, and certainly just really. Pleased to get a suspect in this case.
State Rep. Houston Gaines, by the way, you mentioned the Tara Baker family. A statement from that family up on our website at WGAURadio.com. Two big points in that statement. First of all, thanking all the law enforcement involved, GBI, FBI, certainly Athens-Clark County Police Department. I think we can all understand this, asking for privacy as they deal with this. Saying, listen, there's still a lot of questions out there that need to be answered. Okay, the legislation here. First of all, what specifically did it do? I know we talked about this last year as the governor was signing this particular bill. What does it do, and did it have, to your knowledge, and you may not know much, I don't certainly, about how this came to pass. The GBI will tell us more in the coming days. But what impact that legislation may have had on this case specifically?
Sure. So the legislation allows for a process for families of cold case victims to basically ask for the GBI or the agency in charge to reopen that case and look for new leads and try to find a suspect in that case. This was the first operation of the new cold case unit that was created last year through the Coleman-Baker Act, and that we secured funding for in the budget last year through the GBI. And certainly, you know, I had the chance to meet with Director Holsey during session this year to get an update on the cold case unit, and certainly it's amazing to see their work already come to fruition, and the funding that was secured last year and through the legislation that was passed, House Bill 88. And one of the things that, you know, you mentioned this at the onset, but something that is just amazing to me is it was just over a year ago today. I think it was about May 1st of last year that we were in Athens at the courthouse downtown with the Baker family. And the Coleman family and law enforcement, GBI, Athens, Clark County, Police Department, all there for the bill signing. And to see that have an impact now today, pretty amazing.
I've pointed out, Representative Gaines, and I'll say it here, an arrest, however exciting it might be and however obviously significant it might be, an arrest is step one. Step two is a successful prosecution. And I think you know where, and certainly our listeners know where I may be going with this. Step us through your concern, if you have any at all, about that part of this.
Well, as we all know, we got a lot of issues in the district attorney's office, and that's something that, we're going to have to work through. Obviously, we've seen in the horrific Lake and Riley case that the DA handed the case to the prosecuting attorney's counsel to bring in an experienced prosecutor, but that is certainly a concern that I have in this case. We got to make sure that this individual is brought to justice because, as we just talked about, there's so many folks who are involved, and also think about, the Classic City Crime podcast who brought so much, Cameron Jay, who brought mm-hmm. so much in this, I think Scott Turner with Eternal Vigilance Actions, and of course the Baker family, and so many people, GBI and ACCPD, that have been involved to get us to this moment. Now we've got to have a prosecutor to actually put this person behind bars for the rest of his life. And obviously, as you just noted, we've seen a lot of challenges there. You got to have a prosecutor actually can finish the drill if the work of the GBI and ACCPD is going to stand.
I'm looking at a note that I just received, and I'm trying to figure out what I can say, what names. I'm not going to mention any names at all. Let me just say it this way. I'm parsing through a note that I just received just this moment about what we're talking about here, the prospect of prosecution in this case. Okay, there's a GBI agent involved. I'll not mention the name. And there is I won't even tell you where this guy is, but there are two people who are talking with a district attorney. Not our district attorney, not Deborah Gonzalez, but two people are talking with the DA from another circuit about what you were just talking about in the case of Lake and Riley, bring in an outside prosecutor. The prospects of having that happen in this case, should it come to that, nothing at all yet from our DA, Deborah Gonzalez. I may have just said too much about the information I just received. Suffice it to say that other people are thinking along these same lines. State Representative Houston Gaines. And about that quickly, the session that just ended, take two of the Prosecutorial Oversight Commission, that bill passed. The governor has signed that. Already people yelling about legal challenges to it, but you're confident that it'll stand scrutiny?
I am. Last year when we passed the bill, the Supreme Court issued a really narrow order asking for a minor basically tweaked to the law, which we passed this year. Fulton County Superior Court threw out the lawsuits last year, and then the Supreme Court's order we addressed. So I feel really confident about where we are, that we'll finally give a mechanism for citizens to hold district attorneys who aren't doing their jobs accountable.
And the session that just ended, you were telling me off air as we're getting ready to talk, you look back, and I mean, nobody bats a thousand, but you're telling me you think this was a good session overall?
I really do, Tim. I think we had a great year. When you think of the major issues, and really last year and this year, I think we have worked hard to address where we can, trying to provide tax relief. We did. We lowered the income tax rate. We passed a number of tax-related measures, including a ballot measure that will be on the November ballot for Georgia citizens. And I know I got my property tax assessment this week, and I think a lot of people in Athens did and saw really big numbers. It would cap the rate of assessments at the rate of inflation. That'd be on the ballot this November. We also passed school choice and teacher pay raises, school security grants for all of our schools, some really good education issues, and then public safety. We just talked about the district attorney oversight measure. We also passed an immigration bill to make sure our local governments are doing their jobs and enforcing immigration law. The governor signed that on the same day as he did the Senate Bill 63 that I carried in the House and worked hard on to add a number of offenses to require bail, because one of the things we've seen is criminals failing to show up for court. So I really think that this year in totality, we had a really, really good year and addressed a number of important issues on public safety, education, and tax relief.
State Rep. Houston Gaines, Athens Republican, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thank you, Tim.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.